Blog Talk Radio.
Grind. To get what you want to be, you know that you better grind. Chronology.
I consider it to be favor. I don't take it for granted. Shout outs and blessings to everybody. First off, major blessings to you for tuning in to Grindology. The purpose of this show is to provide information to help you grow professionally. So I encourage you to tune in, get what you need, and, you know, just don't stop there. You know, share. Share with others so that they can get what they need. Also, major blessings. I'm skipping that one today. And the best manifestation in the world, CTLO. Because I'm just saying, because he is not my rock today. He is a whole plum fool today, Mr. Michael Hurton. I don't even know no more. I'm just saying, I don't know, guys. If y'all just seen how he just carried on.
Thank you.
He is a hot mess. I don't even understand sometimes. I don't understand why things happen like that, but they do. They happen like that. But he has a smile. He has a real big smile on his face. Dr. Dana has a smile on his face. So amen to that. Mm-hmm. And also, this major blessing to the best media station in the world, taking the limits off, TTLO, with my engineerical guru, my media Yoda, Reverend Dr. Dana King. Yes. Say hi, Dr. Dana King.
Hi.
Also to my girl out there, Latoya Melton, keeping everything copacetic. She said we need a fresh anointing.
Fresh.
In the house, and I am believing God to bring in that fresh anointing today. I need it today because I don't know what I'm experiencing right now. I don't even know. But before we get to that, let's talk about what we got going on. Not just what just happened in the last couple of minutes, but what we got going on all week. You know, TTLO family, we do big things every week. We kick off the week with Missional Mondays at 7 p.m. on Taking the Limits Off with Dr. Dana King, who gets your soul right. Then we get our minds right with Healthy Soul Talk at 6 p.m. with your girl, my sister, Dr. Kimberly Thomas. She did a part two on Tuesday for the five love languages. It was off the chain, off the chain. I hope it was as good as mine is about to be because I got to get my mind right, guys. I don't know what I just experienced right now. And then, of course, Grindology on Thursdays at 7 p.m. with your girl. And this is where we get our business right. We get our business right. And then we close out the week with a Praise Break Friday at 7 p.m. on Taking the Limits Off with Dr. Dana King, who always turns up on Friday. So we start the week off with our on a mission, and then we close our week off with a praise break and a little bit in between. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. If you need advice or have any professional questions that you would like to ask right here on Grindology, or if you're a business or a nonprofit that would like to promote your brand or an event, please feel free to message me in the Grindle or TTLO inbox, or email us at takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net, or call into the station. Call us. Call on in. 323-870-4375. But before we have our first break, guys, we have a major, major grind of the week. Did you just call me? Oh, Jesus. Lord help us. But okay.
No, I did not call
for you. Okay, we're going to kick off with the major grind of the week. First off, shout out to all my entrepreneurs. You are my major grind of the mic. You know what? You know what, guys? It is just so terrible how people treat you. Like you try to do what's right in the world, and I swear it is just so terrible how people treat you. But major grind of the week goes out to all my entrepreneurs out there. Everyone who is working hard, everyone who is just doing their thing, everyone that's starting a business out there, everybody with a business idea, everybody who is just putting their nose to the grindstone to be able to get to the next level in what they're called to do, you are the major grind of the week. Definitely, definitely, definitely. But, guys, More than anything, when we're working so hard, which is what this topic is today, when you're working so hard to get to those levels, to make sure that you're making an impact in your community, to make sure that you have that best top-notch brand, what happens? Sometimes we get burnt out. That's all I'm going to tell you guys. Sometimes we get a little burnt out. And that is what our topic is today. We're going to talk about this thing because it's real. It is definitely identified as a medical condition. That's why I need my sister on here, Dr. Kimberly Thomas. I need her in here to be able to help me communicate this thing because being burnt out professionally, guys, is a real medical condition. So we're going to talk about this thing. We're going to talk about what causes professional burnout. What are the symptoms? How do you overcome it? What are the five stages? Do you know that there are actually five stages to burnout? So you'll get to know when you actually hit burnout mode before you actually get to it. So we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to make sure I lock everybody in, and then we're going to get right down to the nitty-gritty. How to overcome and manage professional burnout right here on Grindology. Stay tuned. Let me get some water in my system, and let me get my mind right, because what I'm experiencing, I don't even understand right now.
What do you talk about burnout this time?
Welcome. We are back on Grindology, where we study all things professional. Today, we have an awesome topic today. How to overcome professional burnout. Guys, I don't know about you, but when you are a hard worker, when getting overwhelmed, you get blacked out is something that happens to anyone who is a professional. Why is that? I don't know, guys. I just say, you know, it's just us trying to do a good job. But it is something we definitely need to address. You want to be a professional. You want to get to the next level. But you don't want to kill yourself in the process of doing it. And being burnt out is one of the processes. So, like, guys, if constant stress has you feeling helpless, right, disillusioned and completely exhausted, you may be on the road to burnout. Learn what you can do to regain your balance and feel positive. So let's first talk about this, right? Like, what is burnout? So according to Health Guide, burnout is a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by excessive and prolonged stress. It occurs when you feel overwhelmed, emotionally drained, and unable to meet constant demands. As the stress continues, you begin to lose the interest and motivation that led you to take on the certain role in the first place. So we know that, you know, overall, burnout is a state of emotional and physical exhaustion by excessive and prolonged stress. So that's just stress, guys, that have just basically got out of hand. Mm-hmm. It's like you're at this point now where you just stress. Mm-hmm. You're not just stress, you stress. And burnout reduces productivity, it saps your energy, it leaves you feeling increasingly helpless, hopeless, cynical, and resentful. Eventually, you may feel like you have nothing more to give. So I take it like this. In the words of one of the great, great ministers, Mystical, sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm just sad. That's just one. That's a good man right there. He lets you know I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. The negative effects of burnout spill over into your everyday life, guys, including home, work, social life. Burnout can also cause long-term changes to your body that makes you vulnerable to illness like colds and flus. And because of its many consequences, it's important to deal with it right away. So, like, here's the thing, guys. Like, when you are professionally burnt out, you find yourself, like, unable to function at home, unable to function in your social life. You don't want to see. I've gotten to the point sometimes where I've worked so hard, I don't want to see no one's face. I come home, and I look past everybody and go up and get in the bed. Like, when you're professionally burnt out, I need some people who are real out there. When you have been burnt out, you don't want to see no one. You don't want to talk to no one. You just want to get up, go to bed. You want to work your 9-to-5, and, I mean, trudge through that. And then come home. You don't want the cat, the dog, or nobody to even look at you. You just straight in the bed, gone to sleep so I can get up and do this thing all over again. Mm-hmm. Burnout is real, guys. It's one of those things that you don't want to go out. You're too tired to go out and socialize. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go to the club. I don't want to go to no event. I don't want to even talk to a friend on the phone about her business. I don't want to deal with nothing. But that is like one of the major symptoms. Like, so here's the thing. How do you know that you are on the road to burnout? You may be on the road to burnout if every day is a bad day. If you feel bad every day you get up, you like, ugh, I got to get up and go. I got to get up and go on to work. I ain't. You don't want to get up. Every day is a day that you just don't feel like engaging with anyone. You may be on the road to burnout. I know for me, guys, I had to personally get into this mode that every time that I open my eyes, I tell God thank you. I had to get into that mode because when I get up, I'll be like, oh. The first thing sometimes when we're in a professional burnout, the first thing you wake up and open your eyes and think about is what you got to do at work, mm-hmm, or what you got to do with your business, mm-hmm, or the next call you got to make, or the email that you got to check, or Facebook and making sure how many posts or how many engagements you got in that post that you did for your brand. That's the first thing you think about when you wake up. And then you get to that point where you're just not happy about just getting up for the day. You know, like God actually opened your eyes and told you, I'm giving you one more day. Mm-hmm. And what do? We take that day and then we like, oh, let me check. We go straight to our phones. Now tell the truth, don't we go straight to our phones? The first thing we do when we get up, we go straight to the phone. I look straight at my work email. I get up out the bed sometimes, and I had to condition myself to stop this, really, guys. I get up out the bed and I will get an email from someone from work, and it's like 4:30, and I answer it. And in our minds, we may feel like, you know, oh, we're being proactive. We're taking care of business. We letting people know that we're on top of things. But in actuality, it's not good. You got to get up and get your mind right. You can't get up and just start going into these modes like this, guys. Another indicator that you may be on the road to burnout is caring about your work-home life seems like a total waste of energy. Like, why do I got to clean up? These kids gonna mess up anyway. Why I got to wash dishes? They ain't going to do nothing but mess them back up. You know, I swear those are some of the things that I think about. I'm being transparent, guys. Can I be transparent with you? Mm-hmm. But I actually wake up in certain times and just look at it like, I didn't clean up this house last week, and it's stuff on the floor now. Like, you know, forget it. You know, or, man, I work so hard, and I don't get acknowledged at work. Why am I even giving that much energy? Why don't I just go in and just do what I'm doing and then just call it a day? I mean, guys, there are so many different aspects that let you know, indicators. Another indicator that you're on the road to burnout is that you're exhausted all the time. Not some of the time, guys, all the time. You're just tired. You walk around, you're tired. You don't feel like you don't have the energy to do anything. That is an indicator that you are on the road to a burnout. Another indicator is the majority of your day is spent on tasks you find mind-numbingly dull or overwhelming. You spend a majority of the day just doing a lot of unnecessary tasks. That either is there's so many of them, you're overwhelmed, or they're so menial, just a whole little, like they feel like they nitpick at you. Like, have you ever had those tasks that feel like they just gnaw at you if you just don't, and they come in a bunch of them. It'll be like a little, you know, subtle email, or it will be something, you know, crazy. You know, or someone that wants to go into an email war with you. I don't know how many professionals out there who have ever been caught in an email war with somebody, with another colleague or coworker. Have you ever got caught into an email war with someone where, like, you're, like, going back and forth with this person because they, you know, they said that you left the cap off the dry erase marker in the conference room? And then now you got to go in and communicate and say, well, I wasn't in there at 2:00. Actually, you know, John, you know, had reserved the room for 3 hours on that time, which proves that. And you find yourself getting caught up into something that's just unnecessary. Majority of the day is spent like that, just doing a lot of unnecessary stuff. Another indicator that you may be on the road to burnout is you feel like you do that, if you feel like nothing you do makes a difference or is appreciated. Like, you feel like you do all this work, you feel like you put in all this effort, that you put everything that you got into a specific task, whether it's at work or home, and it's not getting noticed. Or it's just going unappreciated. I mean, those are the indicators that you are on the road. Those are that's the gateway drug to burnout. Mm-hmm. Those particular things. Every day feels like a bad day. You know, caring about work and home is like you just feel like it's a waste of time. You don't wanna pick up nothing. You don't wanna get out the bed, one. You don't want to pick up nothing that you have put on the floor. You know, like sometimes when you're in a burnout mode, you come upstairs. I don't know about anybody else, but you come upstairs, you take all your clothes off right where they are. Like, I don't put them in the hamper or nothing. Everything right there, and then you hop in bed.
So just drawers laying everywhere.
Just drawers all around the room. 5 days worth of drawers.
Yeah.
and hair. That's where you picked up that wig from. The eyelashes, everything. I leave it all there. When you're tagged, you're tagged. You don't care what is, everything is left. You just see the piles of your week. Everything from the shoes, thing down, right there in that one pile. That's my Monday pile, Tuesday pile. And then when I walk on through it, when you burn out, you just look at it like, hey, it's going to sit there. And ain't nobody else going to pick it up. And I don't care if nobody else pick it up. They ain't going to appreciate it. What they going to do to me? What you going to say? And then you're exhausted all the time. Guys, I have seen certain times when you're on a project or when you're juggling work and business. Because we have a lot of entrepreneurs out there that still go to work. You know, that still work a 9-to-5 and still try to squeeze in more additional work throughout the day. I'm already giving my job 8 hours. But if I'm an entrepreneur, I go and I try to give my business like an additional 3 or 4 hours. You know, so, and then all that, if you're a mom, if you're a wife, though, you still have other responsibilities that are way, way overwhelming when you think about it. You have, especially if you got teenagers. I don't know about how many people out there who has teenagers, but if you got all that into your, and that's all in your life, I'm telling you guys, it's easy to get burnt out. So most of us have days where, you know, we might feel helpless, overloaded, unappreciated. When dragging ourselves out of bed requires the determination of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. If you feel like this most of the time, however, you may be burnt out. But know, guys, that burnout is a gradual process. It doesn't just happen overnight, right? It can creep up on you. Sometimes you might think that you're like right there at your peak. And then at the same time, you'll turn around and you'll just feel like this major crash, a major crash. But it'll creep up on you. The signs and symptoms may be subtle at first, guys, but they become worse as time goes on. So, like, think of the early symptoms as a red flag that something is wrong that needs to be addressed. If you pay attention and actively reduce your stress, you can prevent a major breakdown. Because that is the end result, guys, of being burnt out. Full-fledged breakdown. And nobody, anyone who has ever had a nervous breakdown or a mental breakdown, mm-hmm. You know that that is nothing to enjoy. It's not enjoyable at all. But if you don't ignore it, you'll eventually burn out. So what are the physical signs and symptoms of a burnout? What does that feel like? You know, because sometimes we think we're grinding. We're hard. That's how we do it. We go hard. We don't sleep. We just work until the work is done. We work hard. We work harder. It ain't not even a play, work hard, play hard atmosphere. It's like we work hard and we work harder until whatever is done. Sometimes, guys, that we look at that situation and think like, okay, if I give all my energy to this particular thing, I will accomplish what needs to be accomplished, and I will have the space to rest. Mm-hmm. And that does not happen. Rest has to be intentional, guys. I'm just letting you know that. Rest has to be intentional. It can't be something that you feel like, oh, once I'm done with this major project, then I'll have time to rest. Do you know, if any professional entrepreneur out there who knows, that if you're done with a project, guaranteed there's something else on the back end, on that list, waiting to pop up and be primary on your list. So there's no such thing as when you have time. It's no such thing as when you have time. But here's the thing, guys. What are the physical signs and symptoms of burnout? Feeling tired and drained most of the time. That's one physical sign. Lowered immunity and frequent illnesses. Guys, if you find yourself getting sick, if you find yourself getting sick constantly, that might be a sign of burnout. Also, guys, if you have frequent headaches or muscle pain, that can be signs or symptoms of a burnout. You don't think that at times. Sometimes you might think that, oh, okay, you know, my body's good, I'm getting up, I'm doing what I need to do. But, you know, in the real world, it might be a physical sign of burnout. Another sign of a burnout would be change in appetite or sleep habits. If you feel any changes in your appetite, like you're either not hungry and you're kind of drained, or you're overly eating, because sometimes when you're in a burnout mode, you're in that level of stress, sometimes we can be emotional eaters. So I know, you know, on my end, that used to be my issue. If I'm stressed and I have like a huge workload, I'm constantly like, let me eat some skin. I could have found anything else, but let me grab a bag of skins. Let me clear this Portillo's real quick. Let me find something to help me cope. So those are some major things. Or changing your sleep habits. If you find yourself not able to sleep because your workload or what you're doing on a daily basis keeps you awake at night to the point that you can't sleep, and you find yourself working until you're just tired, and then you go to sleep, and then guess what, guys? You got to get right back up. And you're absolutely correct, Felicia. Burnout can also lead to depression.
Been there, done that. Know all about it. Repo T-shirt.
I mean, it is definite. It is a definite, definite leader. Here's another thing. That's the physical signs. So, guys, you understand the physical signs and symptoms of professional burnout. Feeling tired and drained most of the time, lowered immunity, you get colds, you get headaches, you get back pains, you get pains in your chest. A lot of times when you're in a burnout, when you're just overwhelmed, you get pains in your chest and you swear you're having a heart attack. But it's just, you know, it's just that burnout, it's that anxiety, it's that stress. You change in your appetite. You're eating too much, or you're probably eating too less. Or you're sleeping too much than you normally, or you might be sleeping less. But what are the emotional signs and symptoms of professional burnout? Sense of failure and self-doubt. That's one sign or symptom of emotional burnout. Sense of failure and self-doubt. Also feeling helpless, trapped, and defeated. A lot of times when we're in that space of burnout, it's because of the simple fact that, you know, so much is going on. And then you start to feel like, okay, I'm doing this, but no one's noticing. I'm, you know, putting my nose to the grindstone. I'm working. I'm out here. I'm hustling so hard, and no one notices. My family doesn't appreciate it. My job doesn't appreciate it. And I'm just, you know, I'm just a wreck. I'm a wreck. Then you start feeling helpless, but you also start feeling like you're all by yourself. You start feeling alone. You start feeling like, you know, no one notices, but no one really cares. So I'm just here. I'm just going through this thing. I'm just, you know, being used. Or you start to victimize that whole process, not knowing that everything is really centering around you. Another thing that causes, like, an emotional sign of burnout is detachment. Mm-hmm. Once again, feeling alone in the world. Like, you don't want to be bothered with anyone because now you feel like everybody's ungrateful. Everybody I'm trying to help is ungrateful. All the hard work that I do on a daily basis for my job and for my business and for my family and for my marriage is going unnoticed. So it's just me against the world now. You also lose motivation. Loss of motivation, increasingly cynical and negative outlooks. So you start seeing and start, like, noticing that you're talking bad about everything. You just throwing shade on everything. You just, you know, you just throwing all this negative stuff in the atmosphere about everything. You know, I ain't gonna clean up these kids nasty. My husband, he trifling. He just trifling. He don't do nothing. Not you, baby.
Well, I know.
Definitely not you. But you start looking at those things. You get cynical. It say you get cynical. You become this, like, you become this Debbie Downer. Like, everything about the whole process. Now, you'll be going in and you'll see other people. Like, you'll go on social media and you'll see other people doing things and doing great things. You'll be like, that's shady.
I like the way she said, trifling with a chest.
Just trifling. And then you have decreased satisfaction and a decreased sense of accomplishment. So that's like all the emotional baggage that comes from being burnt out. It comes in kind of like in waves, guys. You start to when you go and you work so hard, sometimes having that type of acknowledgement or being acknowledged for the good work you do, that gives you energy. But not all the time does that happen. You know, when you're going through these processes, there's no awards for being a dad or a mom. There's no awards for being a wife or a husband. There's no awards for being a hard worker. You just are who you are. But when you don't get that acknowledgement, you start to doubt yourself. When you don't get noticed for the things that you do and you're working your butt off, you start to feel, you know, like, wait a minute, am I really doing a good job? You know, is it? And then you start saying, you know, you still don't get the acknowledgement. Then you start saying, is it really worth it? Is it really worth me doing all this? Is it really worth me putting all the time and energy into making this particular thing happen? Then you start feeling alone, like, you know, okay, well, I ain't need you anyway. I'm about to separate myself and just do me. You know, I'm going to work this thing and I'm going to do it all by myself. I'm going to start this business all by myself. I'm going to, you know, be in this marriage. You know, you start feeling those particular processes, and it's all emotional. So you get your physical part, and then it starts to play on your physical, then it starts to play on your emotions. But then, guys, it does not stop there. But Felicia says, I went through this before from a previous job, but I established boundaries after that. Real talk, Felicia, that is the absolute thing that you should do. She said, I start taking vacations, days off, not too much overtime. I can't work if I'm dead. Take care of yourself. Now, you are telling 100% real truth right there, Felicia. That is so, so true. I mean, it is major. You get to that point where, you know, you're working hard, and then you're like, wait a minute, what am I working hard like this for? Let me set some boundaries. Let me set some guidelines. I'm going on a vacation. I got all this vacation time. If I don't use it, I'm going to lose it. Let me go on vacation. Let me do this. Also, matter of fact, I ain't doing no overtime. What am I doing overtime for? No, I'm good. I don't need that. You know, people, they start saying, oh, get some overtime, you can start making more money. You know, you'll get, no, I'm not going to work myself. If I'm dead, guess what? You're going to replace me. My family is going to be without me. And then what? Like, are they going to come and give my family half of the company if I die for working hard? Not at all. Not at all. Another thing, Felicia, you said, family sometimes gets the worst of us and the job gets all of us. Balance. Girl, I'm telling you, you make me want to come through this. You make me want to come through this microphone on you, because that is the absolute truth. Sometimes when we're working hard and we're feeling like we're working and our motive is to take care of our family, but they lose us because when we come in the house, we checked out. We tired, guys. We don't have anything for our family. And then when we go to work, we give work all that we can muster up for those 8 hours and then come home and give our family the remains. That's not fair, guys. That's not fair at all. That's not fair at all. But guess what? This is what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back to the difference between stress and burnout. Being stressed versus being burnt out is not the same thing. Stress can lead to burnout. The excessiveness and the prolonged engagement in a stressful environment creates a burnout. But they're two separate things. So we're going to go on a quick break, and then we're going to talk about what's the difference. What's the difference between being stressed and being burnt out? Because there is a difference. So get your pen and paper. I hope this is really helping us, guys. How to overcome being burnt out, professional burnt out, because it happens, guys. We know that being burnt out can affect us physically, emotionally, and it can even affect our behaviors, guys. It can affect our behaviors. What are the behavior signs of burnout? Withdrawing from responsibilities, isolating yourself from others, procrastinating, taking longer to get things done. We start doing things a little bit too, a Like, I'm going to get it done. I'm gonna do it when it's done. When it's done, you'll know. I ain't going to follow up. You get into this whole nother different process where you are a hard worker, but everything starts to shift, guys. Using food, drugs, or alcohol to cope or other things, that's what happens when you're burnt out. Taking your frustrations out on others, skipping work, coming in late, leaving early, you start getting into this mode where you just don't care. I don't care, and who gonna say something? I wish somebody would. You know, you get into that. You get into, I wish a nigga would say something to me. I wish you would come.
Did you just say,
I wish you would. I mean, just tell exactly how. I wish a Mickey Pinky would come here and start popping off. Because now they're going to get to me. You know how you start talking about the other side of you. They better be glad they didn't get the real me. Now, what's the real you? What's the real you? You know what the real you is. You better be glad that I'm saved. Now you got to start reminding yourself of the reason why you are who you are. People calling in because I said, was it because I said the N-word? I was going to say, somebody come to get me. That's the FCC.
You better start showing the real you.
They better be glad that I'm not 71st Street Lissette, because, you know, 71st Street Lissette would have gave them the business. You get into that mode where, like, when you're in burnout mode, you start shutting down mentally. I'm just telling you guys, we all been there. Like, we get into that point where we're nice and we got that customer service, five-star customer service side. And then we got that side where when you start looking at the person sideways, like, you give them this look. Like, what? You get them that blank, you get them that voodoo stare. Mm-hmm. Like, say something to me. I wish you would. But guys, understand that there's a difference between stress and being burnt out. Burnout may be a result of unrelenting stress, but it isn't the same as too much stress. Stress, and by large, involves too much, too many pressures that demand too much of you physically and mentally. That's what stress is. Stress is too many pressures that demand too much of your physical and mental energy. That's stress. However, stress people can still imagine that if they can just get everything under control, they'll feel better. If I can just, once all this is done, once my plate is cleared, once I have a clean slate, once I pay off this debt, once this happens, then I won't be stressed. They hold on to that, like, you know, they got that hope that everything is going to go right eventually. Eventually, no one is going to ask you to do anything, and it's going to be that's where you get to the point. Stressed people imagine the day in which everything is under control. They have a dream that all things, big and little, family, friends, and colleagues will all come together and leave me alone. You have a dream. They feel better. They think about that. They imagine it, and then it kind of like gives them this moment of woo-saw. And then they get to the point where they're like, all right, then come on, let's get to it. Burnout, on the other hand, is about not enough. Being burnt out means feeling empty and mentally exhausted, devoid of motivation, and beyond caring. This is when you just don't give a crap. This is when you really just don't care. People experiencing burnout often don't see any hope of positive change in their situation. If excessive stress feels like you're drowning in responsibility, burnout is a sense of being all dried up. You're all dried up. You're done. You're like, you crispy now. You know what, you know, when you deal with things that are burnt, it just, there's no reviving it. You're done. If excessive stress feels like you're drowning in responsibility, burnout is a sense of being all dried up. And while you're usually aware of being under a lot of stress, you don't always notice when burnout happens. Guys, you don't always be able to pinpoint when burnout occurs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of those things, it sneaks up on you like a cocktail, like one of those cocktails. If you drink too much of it, then you're like, wait a minute, I'm done. It sneaks up on you. But here's the thing. Let's talk about the different elements and the different characteristics of stress versus burnout, right? When you're stressed, it's categorized by over-engagement. So it's characterized by over-engagement. That's stress. Burnout is categorized by disengagement. Over-engagement, stress, disengagement, burnout. Stress is identified, because I'm stressed right now, guys. I'm telling you how, you don't even understand how stressed I am. I'm not burnt out.
My mama calls me, I
gotta
go home.
And I think that's intentional. That was just intentional right there. Like, you did that on purpose. You could have went anywhere in the world.
Way down there.
Oh my God, guys, I'm telling you. I'm stressed. I'm stressed.
You
gotta
deal with some kids in school.
Right.
Look.
He's just
nasty.
he is trifling. That's what I'm saying, trifling. Emotions. When you're stressed, guys, your emotions are overreactive.
Yes.
When you're burnout, your emotions are blunt.
Burnout.
To the point. You get real straight to the point. Are you going to the festival today? No.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how the responses become when you're burnt out. You just don't have it in you to even communicate. When you're stressed, it produces urgency and hyperactivity. When you're stressed, you immediately start to, like, you know, fidget to do the things that you need to do. Like, when you're stressed, you're like, okay, I gotta get it done. This is that another. Let me hurry up. When you're burnt out, it produces helplessness and hopelessness. That's the difference. Stress is a loss of energy. Burnout is a loss of motivation, ideas, and hope. So it's like almost when you have, like, you've been beaten down to the point that you can't go on anymore and you just don't care what happens at this point. That's the difference. Stress is a loss of energy. Burnout is a loss of motivation, ideas, and hope. Stress leads to anxiety disorders. Burnout, just like Felicia said, leads to detachment and depression. So you get anxious when you're stressed. But when you're burnt out, you detach yourself and you go into a bout of depression. I'm saying these things, guys, because you have to identify at what level are you at right now professionally. Are you stressed? Which is something that you can say, like, you know, stress is something that happens. Part of the process, you get stressed sometimes, and then you do what you need to do, and then it alleviates the stress. But when you're burnt out, now you're just separating yourself, and you're going into a ball of depression.
That's what shows
up. Stress, primary damage is physical.
Physical.
When you're stressed,
mm-hmm.
it's primarily physical.
Physical.
The damage is physical.
The damage is physical.
Yeah.
Hold on.
When you burn out, when you burn out, the damage is emotional when you're burnt out. So it's a difference between stress is physical, burnout is emotional. Stress may kill you prematurely, and burnout may make life seem not worth living. So when you're stressed, that stress can take a toll on you physically in your body, and eventually, you know, that stress can create the heart attacks and the things that, you know, goes on internally in your body that gets you to that point. But when you're burnt out, you're almost suicidal, which is very, very concerning in that process. When you're burnt out, you're like, why am I even here? What I'll be, it'll be better off if I wasn't here at all. That's when you know, guys, that you're in a point of burnout. That's when you know that you've burnt out, when you don't even think life is worth living, when you don't think that nothing, like everything that I do and anything is just not necessary and I might as well just give up. Those are the things. But stress can also kill you, but it can kill you physically. Emotional burnout can kill you from a whole nother different level. It's almost to the point that you're killing yourself. And those are the things also that you need to identify. When we think about this, guys, and it's kind of crazy that I'm saying this, but not from just a professional state, but when you think about this, think about how your children go through. Mm-hmm. You know, like sometimes we have to deal with our children in bouts of depression and what do they encounter. It's so funny, like I wish my sister was on right now to communicate this. But when you think about it, you see your kids going into a stressful mode. And then when you think about everything that they have to go through, dealing with their peers at school, getting good grades, coming home, having to engage with parents and everything, and then they get into a point of burnout, that's why some of the times we see some of our children and some kids in the bout of being suicidal. Because of burnout, because it's emotional. Now, what's the cause of professional burnout, guys? Burnout often stems from your job. But anyone who feels overworked and undervalued is at risk for burnout. From the hardworking office workers who hasn't had a vacation in years to the frazzled stay-at-home mom tending to the kids and housework and to an aging parent. But burnout is not caused solely by stressful work or too many responsibilities. Major factors contribute to burnout, including your lifestyle. Your lifestyle is one of them, guys, and personality traits. In fact, what you do in your downtime and how you look at the world can play a big part of causing overwhelming stress as work and home demands. So here's the thing. Work-related causes of burnout. Feeling like you have little or no control over your work. That's one work-related cause of burnout. Lack of recognition or reward for good work. Unclear or overly demanding job expectations. Doing work that's monotonous or unchallenging. Just putting the stamps on letters. Just all day. You stamping letters. And you listen to people, you know, holler at you all day. I'm stamping letters, and I'm listening to people complain. Stamping letters, listening to people complain. Doing monotonous work or things that are unchallenging. Working in a chaotic or high-pressured environment. That's another work-related cause of burnout. If you're working in places that are just all the time turned up, you never get a time to turn down, and you get that break. That's why you see some of those office buildings where people are, like, huddling around smoking cigarettes, smoking Newports together in the cold. It's because their workload is chaotic, and they have to find something to try to get rid of that, you know, just for another 4 hours. They got to take some cigarette breaks, multiple cigarette breaks. Your lifestyle can cause a burnout, guys. So what lifestyle causes that attribute to burnout? working too much without enough time for socializing or relaxing, lack of close supportive relationships. You need support.
Yes. Yes.
You need relationships that are close, but not too close. Working too much without enough time for socializing and relaxing. Guys, when you're working, you got to take the time out to relax. You have to take the taking too many responsibilities without enough help from others. That's one, guys, that is one crazy form of a burnout. Taking on too many responsibilities without enough help from others. Sometimes that can also be spawned from people pleasing, right? You're taking on so much just to make people happy, and you don't have the help, and then you burn yourself out. It's like setting yourself up for failure. Another lifestyle is not getting enough sleep. If you don't get enough sleep, guys, that lifestyle will also create burnout. You got to get sleep. Baby, I enjoy sleep now. I look forward to it. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. I didn't work. Thank God. I'm going to sleep. And that's how it is. Felicia says, my last job, it was crazy. The people never talked when the boss was there, and he wasn't like watching happy kids on the playground. Stressful environment. And when he was, it was like watching happy kids. So you're saying, Felicia, that like when the boss was there, everybody was walking on eggshells. And when he left, it was just like the substitute teacher walked in the room in a classroom. Everybody was just doing everything they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you guys, that is, I mean, you're a high pressure environment, work environment, definitely, Felicia, will can lead to burnout. Another thing, your personality traits can contribute to burnout. Being a perfectionist. Nothing is ever good enough. That's one of mine, guys. I have to tell you my testimony. I am a perfectionist. I am a person who always wants things to be perfect. I need it right, I need it accurate, and I need it perfect. If my handwriting is not right when I jot something down, I'll rip, that's OCD right there. I'll rip the paper up, and then I start all over again. I used to be like that in school too. If I was writing an essay or something, mm-hmm. and my penmanship wasn't impeccable, I would ball it up and start over. I'm telling you.
I've never had nothing done. With my handwriting set up.
I was so like, I had, my penmanship had to be on point. If I messed up a word, I don't even like the eraser on my paper. I would start all over. That's terrible. But another personality trait that contributes to burnout is pessimistic view of yourself and the world. Like, if you feel like the world is crappy and you crappy too, that personality trait can contribute to burnout. When you need to be in control of everything, mm-hmm. reluctance to delegate to others. You need to be in control of everything to the point that you cannot delegate to others. I was just having this conversation with Mike because we were talking about our processes and moving and transitioning. And at one time, I used to feel like I had to juggle everything. Like, I would orchestrate every process of the move. I would orchestrate every call. I would orchestrate every meeting. I was a hoarder of work. Like, I felt like, hey, it doesn't get done right until I do it, so I might as well just go ahead and do it. And having to be in control of everything, I'm telling you guys, I'm a control freak. I am a control freak. I like to be in control of everything. I like to know what is happening, when, at the exact time, and if it's some. Because I always felt like if it didn't work out, it always fell back on me. the responsibility always fell back on me. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I might as well do it right the first time. Bam, here you go. Then you can just go on about your business with it right, and I'm good. But if you are a professional, you're a leader, you're an entrepreneur, you own a business, you can't do everything. You can't be in control of everything. So you have to delegate. What's the purpose of having a team if you can't delegate? I'm telling you, it's not necessary. And that's a personality trait that will contribute to burnout. Real talk, guys. High-achieving type A personalities. If you're an overachiever, if you're those types of people that feel like, you know, you have to be right there at all times, top-notch, A1, nothing less. If I make a mistake, I'm a F failure. You don't go from A to B. You go to A. You go from A to F. It's either all or nothing. It's either I'm great at what I'm doing, or I'm perfect at what I'm doing, or I ain't nothing. That also is a personality trait that can lead to and contribute to burnout. So guys, when you recognize the warning signs and the pending burnout, and you're ready to pass the breaking point, what do you do? What do we do now that we know? Yeah, you know what, guys? I'm doing a little bit of this stuff that could lead me to be burnt out. I'm there. I'm either there, or I'm getting there. But I see these little things. What do? You recognize and watch for the signs. You have to recognize. When you recognize that you're showing signs of being burnt out, you got to do what is necessary to reverse it. You got to you got to undo the damage by seeking and supporting and managing your stress. You have to be able to manage your stress.
Check out Felicia's comment.
Felicia says, I think a lot of preachers suffer from this because they are afraid to delegate to others.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's real rich.
Mm-hmm.
Fair rich word. That is so true. I mean, and it's not, and when we think about it, anybody in the role of leadership feels that way. You know, they don't want to delegate. But then delegate is, from what I'm understanding, from what I realize, is due to a lack of trust.
Mm-hmm.
You don't trust your people to do the job that you are establishing or to fall in line with you, the leader, being the example. Then that's a problem. That's a problem for leaders. That's a problem for business owners, entrepreneurs. Because here's the thing, you find yourself then doing everything. You can't be a professional or a leader or a manager or any type of individual professional if you can't delegate, if you can't manage it, if you can't effectively use what you got to drive your team to where they need to go. Another thing when you come into the areas of burnout, you have to build your resilience to stress by taking care of your physical and emotional health. You have to take care of yourself physically and emotionally. You can't eat and put yourself into this warped phase of unhealthy eating and unhealthy, like people say, thinking, and expect that, you know, you're going to overcome this stress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people, they work out. Like, some people, they work out, and they find a way to release their stress. You have to find healthy ways to release your stress. Healthy ways.
Healthy.
Not unhealthy ways. Not ways that will put you closer into, like, drinking. You know, there's nothing wrong with at the end of the weekend, you know, you get a cocktail and you drink a glass of wine or something like that at the end of the day. But if you're knocking back cold fits, then you have to identify whether or not what you're doing is healthy. Felicia said, yes, Jesus was in control, but even then he had 12 people helping him. I'm telling you, and they probably wasn't the best. they wasn't the best, Felicia. They probably end up, you know, they question God a lot. They put their two cents in it. You know, they cut ninjas' ears off and all kinds of other stuff. They was a rowdy 12, but they still was you. And that's the whole thing. You have to be able to use your team. And the level that they on, you have to identify their strengths and put them to work. That's just what it is. I mean, you have to. You got to delegate. So here's the thing, guys. To deal with burnout, you have to turn into other people. When you're burnt out, problems seem like way over the top. Sometimes it doesn't look like you're going to be able to just get enough energy to go to the next level. But let alone take action to help yourself. You got to start looking into yourself. First of all, you have to start turning off trying to help everybody else. Because that's one of the things we do. We end up trying to just, you know, help the world, but then you're still dying on the inside. So you have to be able to now focus on yourself. But you have to have a lot more control over the stress. You got to have more control over your stress. There are positive steps that you can take to deal with stress, like I said, working out, like engaging and speaking with people that you actually trust. Reach out to those individuals that are close to you, you know. Reach out to your friends, your families, your partners. If they don't want to stress you out, then turn to someone else. Ask God for a ram in the bush. Ask him for someone that will be able, that you can confide in. Because you don't really have a lot of confidants in this world. You don't really have a lot of people that you can truly confide in. But if you can find that one or two, you know, individuals that you can confide in and tell them what you're going through, then that will actually help you. Also, be more sociable with your coworkers. Mm-hmm. Developing friendships with your coworkers, with people that you work with, can help buffer that thing. You know, it can help deal with the burnout. When you take a break, for example, instead of directing your attention into your smartphone, try speaking with, you know, some of your friends, some of your coworkers, and, you know, hang out after work. Also, limit your contact with negative people. Mm. When you're going through a burnout, the last thing that you need is to engage with negative people. You know, you have to limit your contact. When people start, when you get on the phone, people be like, girl, yeah, you know this, and you already know that what's about to, you know, happen is negative. Cut the phone off. Mm-hmm. Tell them that you're calling back. You know, that's the new, I'll call you back. That's the new goodbye now. That's what they say. The new goodbye is I'll call you back. Limit your contact with negative people. Hanging out with negative-minded people will do nothing when you're burnt out but drag you down even more. And that's not good, especially if you're trying to get out of it. And also connect with a cause or a community group that is personally meaningful to you. You have to start engaging into things that bring meaning to you, bring meaning to this whole process of you being on this earth. Like when you start doing things that's worthwhile, that you feel like you're going out and you're feeding the homeless, or you're going out and you're, motivating youth or mentoring youth, or doing something that at the end of the day, when you walk away from it, you feel a lot better. You feel like you have done something. You feel like you made an impact into the world. It helps to deal with the stress. One of the things that I'm actually doing next month is I will be doing Habitat for Humanity. Habitat for Humanity, Women Build. It is something when you are actually building a home for a family. You know, you're actually putting in the legwork. You're drilling the nails. You're hammering in the floor. You're putting in the corner pieces and all that stuff. And you know, it's something at the end of the day, you know that you're actually doing this for a reason, that there's going to be a family that's going to reside into this, that they're going to be homeowners. And sometimes doing those type of things really, really does your heart justice, and it gives you energy. It makes you feel like what you're doing, it has a real impact, and it also helps you cope with stress. Find new friends. If the friends you got right now, are just drama driven, find some new friends. Find you a couple of new friends that ain't on that. Surround yourself around people that are, you know, that are going to give you the energy. You know, I always tell my children this, like, you can either be a battery or you can be a source. A battery is used up, the energy is used up, and then after the battery is done, what do? You throw the battery away. But if you're hooked up to a power source, if you're the source, meaning that you're hooked up to a source, you always have energy. You know, until somebody pulls a plug. But you always have energy. Be a source. You know, connect with people that are sources of energy, that when you surround yourself around them, they speak life into your situation. They speak energy. You know, they are the ones that encourage you to do great things and not the ones that are tearing you down. I don't know if that's a good idea for you to start that business. I don't know. You know you got something going on with Earl. You and Earl ain't even talking anymore, so you might as well just wait till you get that divorce and then try to do something with yourself. You dumb. You are just ultimately dumb.
That's enough stuff
up on
the gas intake.
Yeah, sure.
But surround yourself not around nuts like this here, like I surround myself around crazy people like this. Surround yourself around people that are going to build you up. Like I tell my family, you know, like I consider my family, like there are certain things, when you come around me, I'm not going to speak negative, like, on your life. I'm just not. If I don't have anything positive to say, I don't need to talk. Now, I will give you the truth. Now, the truth, I try to, you know, give it to you in a way that it can be, you know, that it can edify you. I try to edify you with the truth. But at the end of the day, I'm not gonna be that one to be sitting there with you dragging down in the dirt. I'll let you, you know, that's how I was brought up. But that's how, like, I have friends and people that are surrounding me that don't allow me to have pity parties. Like, I got one. Dr. Tammy McCurry. You can't call Dr. Tammy McCurry with a pity party. Somebody tag Dr. Tammy McCurry. You cannot call that lady with a pity party. She going to shut you down right there in the door and say, okay, now let's go on to the next thing. Like, you got to have those individuals around you. Then when you sitting there, buddy, laugh. So, what you gonna sit here and cry about it, or you gonna get up and you gonna make these moves, or you know you gonna sit here and do this, or you gonna feel sorry for yourself? Nah, get up. She probably let me cry 2 seconds, and then after that I got to get over it. I got to get on with it. But another thing, guys, that will also help you is to give. The power of giving. The author actually says, being helpful to others delivers immense pleasure and can help you to significantly reduce stress as well as broaden your social circle. You know how sometimes you be on the expressway, you come out of the expressway and you in that mode, something in your heart just tells you to give the man with the sign a dollar. I mean, it's that sometimes you just get into that mode where helping someone makes you feel good on the inside. And at the end of the day, you might have just gave that man a dollar, but you also felt like he gave you a million. Because at the end of the day, you felt like you have done something to help another person's life. And while it's important not to take on too much when you're facing overwhelming stress, helping others doesn't have to involve a lot of time and effort. Even small things like a kind word or friendly smile can make you feel better and help lower stress. So give. That's one thing you wanna combat being burnt out. Give. You ain't gotta give your life. You ain't gotta give all your money. Smile. Give a smile. Give a kind word. You know. Make it your commitment that if I can't speak life over this person, if I can't open up my mouth and say something positive, then I might as well just shut it down. Also, guys, reframe the way you look at work. You know, sometimes when we go in, we look at work as a bunch of tasks that you have to accomplish that at the end of the day, you know, it just drains you. You look at like, oh, my God, I got to come in here and I got 90 emails. I got to come in here and I, you know, one of the things that I love about how I learned how to handle work, like, here it is. Sometimes you can get involved with, like, individuals who will, like, turn everything into a conspiracy. Like, they'll overreact and go way over the top for everything. One of the things that I've learned is that you get nothing accomplished by being anxious. Be not anxious for anything. You just sit and you just get that thing down in your shondo. You know, you got to get to that point. Be not anxious for anything. I'm just going to tell God what I need to do. And then the peace. Let me tell you something about this peace. That peace, baby. You just have to get into, and then you get into this Zen mode. You get into this Zen mode, I'm telling you guys. It just works. It works. You want the peace, you got to ask for it. But that is the most, how can I say, fulfilling way to combat workout. Try to find some new value in your work. Even in some mundane job, things that you just do, they're just repetitive and redundant, and you just, you know, you just go in and you scan the same groceries all day. You ring up the same transactions all day. You often focus on how your, you have to focus on how your role helps others. For example, provide a much-needed product or service. Focus on the aspect of the job that you enjoy. That one thing that you like about it. You know, if you're scanning, it could be the old ladies that come into your line and, you know, and just have those long, drawn-out conversations. I remember when I was in retail, I used to love that. I used to love the ladies, the seniors that used to just love having those conversations with you. They'll talk about their grandchildren, their daughter, their baby, their whole life. And in the instance, you feel engaged with that individual. You know, don't you like that, babe? That's one of the things he does a lot of. Also, find balance in your life. If you hate your job, look for meaning and satisfaction elsewhere in your life, in your family, your friends, your hobbies, your volunteer work. Focus on the parts of your life that bring you joy. Focus on them things. Whatsoever's good. You know, whatsoever brings you joy, whatsoever is lovely, focus on those things.
What about shy?
You know, that's one of the things that you have to do when
this brings me joy.
when you hate your job, focus on the things that give you meaning. If you don't have things that give you meaning, find those things. They're out there. You just gotta focus on them. You know, make friends at work. You know, you don't have to make friends with everybody, but you have them one or two friends that, you know, you can chat and joke with on the side. That helps you get through your day. You know, I don't know about a lot of people, but, you know, some people can just come in and just go straight to work, don't talk to nobody, don't engage with, but that is the worst. You spend a lot of your life with these people you're surrounded by at work. You know, some people have been there 4 or 5 years. Some people have been there 10, 12 years. You've spent a large portion of your season with these individuals. You can't make a friend. They not friend worthy. Somebody in there is friend worthy, I'm telling you. And I'm not saying the one that you can tell all your business. I'm just saying some of them are friend worthy. Friend worthy. Also, last but not least, take time off. Enjoy your time off. Don't sit there and feel like, there is no reward. I'm telling you guys, there's no reward in working 3 years straight with no vacation. Who you impressing? Who has ever walked? I want to know. Anyone everyone who's out there. I know I have a lot of hardworking grinders out there. But what, who, where, what boss have you ever known walked up to you and said, "Woo, you work hard, didn't take no vacation. Thank you. I appreciate everything you do." Your boss takes a vacation. Your colleagues take a vacation. What do you feel that you're going to gain by not taking a vacation? You got to take the time off. Now, sometimes you get into a point, guys, sometimes we get into a point where we work, we have projects that we have to do that we can't take a vacation. Mm-hmm. That's understandable. But like I said, taking time off is intentional. No one is going to tell you to take time off. If you're waiting on someone to tell you that, especially at your job, I'm sorry to tell you, that's not going to happen. Unless you got a real one, like a real boss that's like, you know what, you going to get out of here. Get out. You know, I got one of them kids. I don't want you here. Go to, take the day off. You know, she'll tell me that in a minute. She would. But you gotta take the time off. Another thing, and this is one of the things you brought up actually, Felicia, which was really, really important. You have to reevaluate your priorities, but you gotta set boundaries. Don't overextend yourself. Learn how to say no to requests on your time. If you find this difficult, remind yourself that saying no allows you to say yes to the commitments that you want to make. So learn how to say no. That's one of the biggest, you know what? That blesses people. When you finally learn how to say no to things, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, there is a blessing in the no. There is a true, true blessing in the no. Learn how to say no. You know, and there's so many different ways you can say no. I mean, God gives you a language. A no language.
How about
nada?
What's that, Hebrew?
Say what up?
I'm sorry. As much as I would love to.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
No way.
Can't do it.
Oh, my God. Really?
No.
The event was today?
Mm-mm.
Man, I wish I could do it.
Sure can't.
I'm sorry. You know, I can't. I get, you know, and
I'm
it's
not going to be,
you know, when you say, that's a boundary. I love it though, guys. Let me tell you why I love it. Because it's okay that you don't overwork yourself for others. Like,
nope.
It's okay. Guys, it is all right to say no. It's okay. You know, certain times, and here, coming from someone who is constantly, like, if I can do it, I will say yes. Mm-hmm. If I can get it done, I can say yes. I know that it might take up more time than I would even, and I would say yes. You know, I know that it would probably add more stress on my marriage and more disconnect, and I would say yes. You know, and for me, I feel like my word is bond, right? Once I say it, Felicia, what you say, singing the question, will I work overtime, not take a vacation? No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Nope.
You gotta learn how to say no, guys. It blesses your spirit, I'm telling you. And it saves, it makes it right. But then what I like about what the author says is that it allows you to say yes to what you want to say yes to the things that you want to commit to. You know, saying no allows room for you to put the right things in perspective. When you say yes to everything, it jumbles up everything. You don't know what you should be doing or what you shouldn't be doing. But when you say no, it allows you to strategize. There's peace. One of my sisters put that today. There's peace in strategy. When you know how to just strategically accept and not accept the things that goes on, like what's coming to you, what's being asked of you, and you know where it places. First of all, you got to know you. Mm-hmm. You got to know who you are. Mm-hmm. Then you got to know where you're going. You got to know where your path is. You got to know where your direction, what is your direction? You know, what is this journey that you're taking professionally, personally, whatever. Once you know those things, it's easy to place and say no to the things that are not conducive to where you're going and take out the things that won't work and say no to the things that won't fit. I mean, it's just that. No, because it's not where I'm going. It's not the direction I'm going in. No, because it's not what I want to do with my time. No, because it's not what I want to do with my finances. No, it's not where I'm going professionally. No, because I don't like you. No, because it's okay.
Or your mom.
Did you say, oh, your mom? Oh, none of them.
Now I want you.
No, because I know that this is going to take up more of my time. No, because I know I'm going to be up all night doing this, and you're going to go to sleep. Yeah. And sleep peacefully, but I'm up stressing. No. It's okay to say no. I'm just saying, that was good. I think I got a couple of no's that I need to get out today. Take a break from technology. That's another thing we got to do. Set a time each day when you completely disconnect. Put away your laptop, turn off your phone, and stop checking your emails. Shut down. I have an automatic timer on my phone. It's called the juice. When the juice goes out of my phone, that's it. I'm not cooking it back up until I get up in the morning. That's it. When it's dead, dead. Now, if my baby decides that he wants to hook it up, that's on him. But I take joy in my phone shutting off. It's like, oh, it's dead. Oh, okay. That's all it was. Like, that's my limit. When my phone has a certain, and they be like, why do you think my phone was dead? How is your phone dead? Dead. I didn't get to it. That's it. You got to turn off, guys. Turn off, break with technology. I mean, social media. I love all my social media, family, friends, network, everybody. I love you guys so much. But not to the point where I got to see you every day, every hour on the hour. I can't do it. Another thing, guys, nourish your creative side. Creativity is a powerful antidote to burnout. Try something new. Start a fun project or resume a favorite hobby. I used to like crocheting.
Really?
Yeah. I used to like crocheting. I don't do it no more because I didn't have time to do it, but that was really relaxing. Set aside relaxation time.
Salmon
croquettes. Not salmon croquettes.
Oh.
Set aside relaxation time. Yoga, meditation. You know, another thing that's hard for us, for individuals who are professionals whose mind is always constantly going. You can't stop long enough to meditate. You close your eyes, you be thinking about the next bill you gotta pay when you open them. All right, when I get on this phone, I'm gonna pay my Sprint bill. And you're supposed to tune out. I'm starting to find pleasure in meditation, like just shutting off all thoughts. You know, that's you become you become the last dragon when you can shut off your thoughts. It's like I feel that. You know, I'm almost there. I almost got the glow. I'm almost there. I'm almost like this, like you know, I'm almost.
The glow was over here for a minute.
Yeah, you don't got the glow no more.
Thank the Lord.
But oh my, that was an atomic bomb. That was not a glow. But set aside some time for relaxation, and then also, guys, get plenty of sleep. Exercise. Support your mood by eating healthy. Do these things, guys. Minimize the sugar and the carbs. I know. I love sugar. I love carbs. But sometimes those things, they don't help you with your energy levels. They spike them and then you crash. And you don't want to crash. You want to keep your energy kind of like, you know, cruising. You want your energy to be, you know, to do the two-step. That's how, like, I'm at that age now, like, I can't turn up. I can do the two-step. I'm at that age right now where my energy is like this. And if it's like this, then I'll be like, okay, let me keep it like that. It's in a groove. It grooves to, like, Frankie Beverly and Maze. I have that type of energy where it's like, hey, if it is, I'm not turned up no more. So, you know, minimize the sugar and the carbs. Reduce your high intake of foods that can adversely affect your mood. Caffeine. Caffeine is a drug. If you drink a lot of it, you become crazy. Eat more omega-3 fatty acids to boost your mood. Fatty fish like salmon, mackerel, sardines. Lord knows, sardines. You know, back in the day, that's why some of my grandpa used to have that sardines with the hot sauce on the cracker. I used to thought that was the most disgusting thing in the world. I was like, oh, how do you eat that? A raw fish on the cracker with hot sauce on it. Oh, it makes your breath stink. It's like, oh, granddaddy. Sardine breath. But now, I'm that old lady now with the sardines. Like, ooh, this is life. I eat stuff like that now. Liver with the iron now. Ooh, you can eat liver.
Yeah.
Hog head cheese.
Yeah.
I don't even think they even did. Have they banned that now?
No.
Have they banned hog head cheese? Have you ever eaten hog head cheese, Dr. Dan?
No, I've not.
You've never eaten hog head cheese?
Sour.
Is that hog head cheese and sour sweet the same thing?
Yeah, no, it's two different things.
I never ate, I thought it was the same thing.
Uh-huh.
I ain't never ate man, not a man, one of them.
Now we just having an old conversation. Avoid nicotine.
Right.
Hog head cheese.
I smoke.
They have turkey hog head cheese. How can it be turkey hog head cheese? But they got turkey sour. Really good. Really good. Also, avoid nicotine. Stop smoking, because smoking seems common, but it's actually something that can stress you out. And drink alcohol in moderation. Those are the things. Drink alcohol in moderation and don't smoke. You know, unless it's now the legal marijuana.
Yeah,
legal. That's one of those.
You don't look out
there, man.
Marijuana. I ain't
did
nothing
yet. Jesus Christ.
You said yes, though.
But overall, guys, at the end of the day, as we're closing out, it is so important that you understand the signs of being burnt out. We don't want you out here starting great businesses and making moves and being stressed and burnt out to the point that you don't want to go on. We want everyone to be thriving. We want everyone to be successful. We want all these businesses to get to the levels that they're called to get to, but they can't get there if you're burnt out. You're no good for no one. You're no good for your customers. You're no good for your team, and you're no good for your vision. So take some time out, guys, to indicate when you're stressed out. Take the time to read the signs, identify those signs, and then do what's necessary to relieve your stress. Make sure it's healthy, though, but do it to relieve your stress so that you can be a productive professional and we can get this year off right. And then we can start strong and finish strong. That's how we do it right here on Grindology. So, guys, I just wish you the best. If you need someone to pray for you, if you feel like you're stressed, you feel like you're burnt out, and you just need someone to talk to, just come reach out, call us, so that we can pray that thing about you. But other than that, guys, I will see you next Thursday. There, you're always grinding, you're always keeping and popping. But I don't know what happened to me. My husband, he's a great baby.
Hey,
we're going to discuss that after the show.